From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Securities and Exchange Commission has charged Goldman Sachs with defrauding investors. In a civil suit, the SEC alleges the giant bank created and sold mortgage investments it knew were designed to fail. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports the lawsuit brought by the SEC is the government's most significant legal action related to the mortgage crisis.
The complaint alleges that Goldman created an investment deal at the request of John Paulson. According to the complaint, Goldman let Paulson select the weakest mortgage bonds, those most likely to collapse, and package them into investments that Goldman sold to pension funds, foreign banks, and others. The complaint alleges investors didn't know that the deal was designed by Paulson and that he was betting against the very investment they were buying. Goldman stood to benefit from the investment souring as well. SEC Enforcement Chief Robert Kazami.
That can be viewed as a conflict of interest, but fundamentally, from a securities law perspective, it's a violation of the anti-fraud provisions of the securities laws.
In response, Goldman Sachs issued a statement saying the SEC's charges are completely unfounded in law and fact. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Berkeley Law Professor Goodwin Liu encountered some tough grilling today from skeptical Republicans at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Obama nominated the liberal 39-year-old legal scholar for a seat on the San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Republicans on the judiciary panel sought to portray Professor Liu as a liberal advocate bent on imposing his views on the nation's second highest court. Alabama's Jeff Sessions also questioned his experience.
The nominee has not been in court and tried cases. He's never tried a case, never argued a case on appeal, and therefore lacks the normal experience we look for.
But Liu insisted he had the temperament needed for the lifetime appointment and said his writings don't reflect how he'd judge.
There's a clear difference between what things people write as scholars and how one would approach the role of a judge. And those two are very different things.
Republicans have not said whether they'll try to block Liu with a filibuster. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Aviation officials in Europe are now saying many airports there are likely to remain closed through tomorrow at the earliest. That's due to that huge volcanic ash cloud that has sullied the atmosphere from the eruption of a volcano in Iceland. The ash plume has shut down British airspace. In France, airports in Paris and other locations are closed. In New York, British author Renair Tapia had been trying to get home for a book fair, but with little success.
I think you just have to bear with it. I was a bit more turbulent with Megan this morning, but now, I think it's late afternoon, I'm just feeling a bit deflated now.
The airport closures have left thousands stranded. Wall Street plunged in reaction to the Goldman Sachs news. The Dow was down 125 points today. This is NPR. Japanese automaker Toyota is now acknowledging its own engineers were able to reproduce the same problem with one of the company's Lexus SUVs that was discovered by testers at Consumer Reports magazine. Toyota testers were able to get a Lexus GX460 SUV to slide nearly sideways before the vehicle's electronic stability system kicked in. In a separate case today, Toyota has announced the voluntary recall of more than 500,000 Sienna minivans. That's to fix a problem that could cause a cable holding the vehicle's spare tire to corrode. Labor Department's look at employment trends shows how the job numbers tally up at the state level. Danielle Carson reports it shows a mix of gains and setbacks in March.
17 states lost jobs in March, but the workforce grew in 33. Maryland led the country, adding almost 36,000 jobs to its payrolls last month. Virginia and Pennsylvania posted increases topping 20,000. Heidi Shearholtz, an economist with the Economic Policy Institute, says it's good news as far as it goes.
We are no longer losing jobs at the national level, so that translates into states adding jobs, and that's a good thing. The question remains, when are we going to start adding jobs at a healthy enough rate to really start bringing the unemployment rate down?
Shearholtz says the country would have to add around 100,000 jobs a month just to keep up with population growth and drive down the national unemployment rate, now at 9.7%. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
The world's largest maker of construction equipment is forecasting a rebound in exports this year. Speaking at a meeting of President Obama's Economic Advisory Recovery Advisory Board, Caterpillar CEO Jim Owens said that while exports were down slightly from a year ago, they expect them to pick up this year. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.